Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello there, Eithne. It's Jeanette O'Brien here, Climate Action Coordinator with Carlow County Council. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to have a chat with you on It's Ours to Protect. I believe we've come to the realisation now that our planet is struggling and that we need, no matter where we are in life, no matter what role we play in life, we need to do something. We all need to play our part and change our habits and change our lifestyles to try and protect this planet and Mother Earth that we depend on for life. There's lots of fabulous initiatives happening out there, and even through our sporting organisations, team members are trying to do their bit, clubs are trying to do their bit, change their habits and protect our planet. I just wanted to highlight her focus on the National Green Clubs Initiative. It was launched in September 2019, and it's an agreement between the GAA, so Crook Park, the LGFA, the Camogie Association, and of course the local authorities, and it's happening in every county all over Ireland since 2019. So the National Green Clubs programme offers everybody in the local GAA club, so whether you're a trainer or a participant or you're on a committee or you're a visitor to a GAA club, an opportunity to play their part in protecting our planet. They have developed a unique toolkit for clubs to use that looks at their waste, their energy, water, biodiversity, the way they travel and transport both their gear and themselves to and from the pitches and to and from matches. Now, they also offer lots of insight, and they have lots of case studies on the website that you can have a look and see how other clubs all over Ireland have actually used the toolkit and the success stories, looking at the pitfalls, great tips and great hints and great ideas. Take waste, for example. When you go in on the website and you have a look at waste, you're given a waste audit. So it's having a look and see what kind of waste are you producing in your GAA club. It's also teaching you about segregation. So there's toolkits there, you know, on segregation of waste, our recycling, our food waste, our general waste. But it also shows you how you can reduce waste in your GAA club. So looking at things like eliminating plastic, single-use plastic, and also the single-use coffee cups and teacups. A lot of GAAs are reporting that around their pitches at the moment, people are out walking and running and they're seeing an awful lot of single-use plastic bottles left behind. So even, you know, it's looking at provision of facilities and encouraging ways of encouraging people to actually do the right thing and to recycle instead of throwing it on the side of the pitch and leaving it for somebody else to pick up. There's also ideas around a swap shop. So looking at unused gear or looking at different ways, instead of buying new, that people can support each other and save a few bob and make the most out of the expensive gear that we've all bought for our kids or indeed our teenagers who are growing like weeds, growing so fast. We actually have two clubs in Carlow participating in the National Green Clubs programme, and congratulations to Kildavin Clonegal and also to Grange GFC. They're our nominated clubs for the county at the moment, who are working their way through the Green Clubs programme and working their way through the toolkits and playing their part in protecting the planet and looking after our environment. But you don't have to be a member of a green club to be able to use the toolkit. Using Carlow Town Hurling and Camogie Club, for example, busy club in Carlow Town and urban space, cater from under fives right up to adults. And they're actually, they've been using the toolkit there for a while to make significant changes in their club to protect our planet, support our planet and do their bit for positive action for climate change. So I'll give you an example. What they've done is they implemented this year the low and no mow policy before all the matches started. But over the last couple of years, they have allowed their hedgerows around the pitches. They haven't cut them or scalped them back. What they've done is that they've allowed them to develop and to flourish and to support nature in that area. And indeed, when you're up there, there's birds in and out of the hedges at the moment nesting, and it's fabulous to see. They also got an energy audit carried out with Southeast Energy Agency. So what happened was they came in and they measured their energy use and had a look and gave them low, medium and no cost ways of improving energy efficiency in their clubhouse. And they're looking at applying for grants at the moment to install different energy saving measures. But also there's a behavioural piece happening in the club at the moment, encouraging people to reduce their use of energy in their clubhouse. Other things they have done, which was fabulous, is a boot bin. So the boot bin is really, really popular among the little puckers. And you know, at that age group, the unders, at that age group, kids are growing out of boots and gear so fast. So you know, you might get a couple of weeks out of a pair of boots, and the next thing the feet are after growing. Boots are perfect. It's an awful shame to throw them out. So the boot bin comes out every Friday night during the Little Puckers training sessions, and you can leave a pair in or take a pair with you, and that's proven really, really popular. This year, I think they're hoping to introduce a gear exchange. So all of that gear that is so expensive that parents have paid for, the kids are outgrowing it and it's still perfectly good to use again. So they're also looking at eliminating the use of the single-use coffee cups and looking at single-use plastics in the club as well. And they have a lovely Friday night tea and coffee stand. Some of the ladies volunteer up there and you can get a cup of tea or coffee while you're watching your kids train and support the club, a little donation. So they're looking at introducing the reusable cups there. And Carlaton Hurling Club are actually using the Green Club's toolkit at the moment for tips and ideas. So hopefully they'll get on board in the next round in 2024 and they'll be way ahead leading the way. The juvenile section in all of these clubs, whether it's GAA or soccer or tennis or rugby, these kids are all doing green schools in their schools every day. So, you know, go to them and ask their advice and ask them how did they do the segregation and waste, or what are they doing around nature and biodiversity. These are the experts, and let them develop their leadership skills in your local club. So if you want to find out more about the Green Clubs, ask Uncle Google. He knows everything. Just type in Green Clubs program and you'll come to the website and you'll find the toolkit. Now, what I would say is they're very generous with their information. So even if you're not a GAA club, if you're a tennis club, if you're a soccer club, if you're a chess club, no matter what kind of an organization you are, the toolkit can be used by everybody, you know, and they'll go through your waste, they'll go through your biodiversity, your energy, your water. So I'd encourage any club that's out there to have a look at that website and pick up a few tips, change a few habits, implement a few changes, because remember, we all need to protect our planet. It is ours to protect.